soldier with just one line. So here's the truth about the system and your mind. They gave Al-Qaeda $6 billion in 1989 to 1992, and now the last chapters of revelations are coming true. And I know a lot of people find it hard to swallow this, cause subliminal bigotry makes you hate my politics, but you act like America wouldn't destroy two buildings in a country that was sponsoring bombs dropped on our children. I was watching the towers, and though I wasn't the closest, I saw them crumble to the earth like they were full of explosives. And they thought nobody noticed the news report that they did about the bombs planted on the George Washington Bridge. Four non-Arabs arrested during the emergency, and then it disappeared from the news permanently. They dubbed the tape of Osama, and they said it was proof. Jealous of our freedom, I can't believe you bought that excuse. Rocking a flag don't make you a hero. Word to ground zero. The devil crept into heaven. God overslept on the 7th. The new world order was born on September 11th. Father, forgive them, for they don't know right from wrong. The truth has set you free, written down in a song. And the song has the cause of death written in code. The word of God brought to light that'll save your soul.
Save your soul. Save your soul.
And just so conservatives don't take it to heart, I don't think Bush did it, cause he isn't that smart. He's just a stupid puppet taking orders on a cell phone from the same people that sabotaged Senator Wellstone. The military industry got it popping and locking, looking for a way to justify the Wolfowitz doctrine. And as a matter of fact, Rumsfeld, now that I think back, without 9/11, you couldn't have a war in Iraq or a defense budget of world conquest proportions. Kill freedom of speech and revoke the right to abortion. Tax cut extortion, a blessing to the wealthy and wicked, but you still have to answer to the Armageddon you scripted. And Dick Cheney, you leech, tell him your plans about building your pipelines through Afghanistan, and how Israeli troops train the Taliban in Pakistan. You might have some house food, but I understand colonialism is sponsored by corporations. That's why Halliburton gets paid to rebuild nations. Tell me the truth, I don't scare into paralysis. I know the CIA saw Bin Laden on dialysis in 98 when he was top 10 for the FBI. Government ties is really why the government lies. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, cause then the cause of death, the cause, the propaganda to die.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Brian Stavely Show. You're listening to the Last American Radio Broadcast. I want to thank all our new listeners out there. A few of you guys actually called into the Skype while we were away, while we weren't live, and you must have been hearing the stream. Yeah, we weren't live at the time, guys, so that's why we didn't answer the phone for you. But we do appreciate you calling in. We appreciate the kind words that you left on the answering machine. The other day, when we last here, we talked about a couple of things, and one of them was this issue with the Dover Air Force Base losing body parts. All the bodies that come back from Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, you know, God knows where else, anywhere else where we're at, they get processed in this one place. It's the Dover Air Force Base. It's in Delaware, and they have been losing body parts, okay? Now, there's no excuse for that. There's no way you're going to justify in my eyes how that's not just absolutely atrocious, guys. Absolutely atrocious. These heroes, okay, our fallen soldiers are going overseas and you know, coming back deceased. And these guys are losing their body parts. And, you know, we went over some of the specifics, and I'm just going to touch on one of them, and then I'm going to get into the new information, guys. You know, with one guy, he couldn't fit in the casket. So you know what they did? Instead of waiting to get in a new casket, they sawed off his arm bone. They sawed off his arm bone and stuffed it down his pants. Isn't that absolutely the most dishonorable thing you could do to a fallen soldier. And that just goes to show you how they treat them, how they feel. That goes to show you how much respect they have for our soldiers. They have none. That's why we want. That's one of the reasons. There's always many reasons. That's one of the many reasons we want these wars to end, and we want to get everybody home. Our soldiers are treated like scum. They're treated like guinea pigs. They'll test radiation on them. They'll test vaccines on them. They will. They'll do this. They'll make soldiers line up and go down and get a shot. Well, anyways, we went over this for a while on the last show. It was actually not yesterday. It was Wednesday. We didn't have a show yesterday. They try and like brush this off like it's not a big deal. They made it sound like it was like a small clerical error or something, like somebody made a mistake in a computer. No, you guys are losing ankle bones and chunks of skin, and I mean, how does that kind of stuff even get lost? Really? Like, how does that get lost? What's it doing leaving the room? Like, how do you lose that? How do you lose body parts? And the people that reported it are civilians that are working with the military. They'll have civilians and military working in the mortuary or whatever. And some of the civilians have been coming forward to the Pentagon and to other places and complaining. And it's been a regular occurrence. Like, this happens every year. Like, it happens all the time, okay? Once a year. I think the one guy said it happened once every 2 years. Okay, I don't want to misquote him. That is what he said. But it's, I guess there's 14 allegations against them right now for it. And that's going to bring me to my new information. You know, when we got off the air the other day talking about this, I also do another radio show. And then I went on the air and talked about this. And when I got off, one of our listeners over there sent me something in the chat. He posted it to my Facebook wall, kind of expanding upon this story. And, you know what else this place has been doing? And this has been going on since 2003, and supposedly this practice has stopped in 2008. Dover Air Force Base, the same Air Force Base we're just talking about, they've been dumping the remains of fallen soldiers into a Virginia landfill. Think about that. These same scumbags that have no respect for our fallen heroes, okay? They're going to a landfill and just dumping all these body parts in there. Could you imagine that? They're acting like, again, they're acting like it's not a big deal. What they're doing is, first of all, when the Pentagon stepped in the last time, when they were, losing body parts left and right, okay, all they did is move these guys around. Kind of like the, I didn't want to go down that road yet because that's going to take me in another direction. They basically just bounce these guys all around. They move them to the Pentagon. They move them to other office jobs. Oh, so you took me out of the morgue and now I'm in a nice office job. Great. You know what I mean? Nice punishment. Nice punishment, guys. They compare this now to dumping medical waste. They're telling you it's like they're dumping medical waste. But they don't do it anymore. They supposedly stopped in 2008. And guess what they do? Guess what they supposedly do now with the remains of soldiers? I know some of you listening already know. They put them in urns and give them a burial at sea. What, right next to Osama bin Laden, or you know what I mean? Come on, man. What's really going on over there? There's something else going on. They're not just losing body parts because they're losing them. Like, maybe that would happen once or twice, but to happen all the time, they're slipping those body parts out for something. For what? Are they trying to stage a terror attack? I mean, do you see where I'm going? A school bus blows up. Now they have some body parts strewn all over the road. Looks a little more convincing than, like, say, the 7/7 bombings, when you have all these chairs blown all over the street and there's not a drop of blood anywhere and the top of the bus looks like it was cut with a circular saw. They could have used some body parts for that. Hey, I'm just telling you guys, you go look at the pictures. Go ahead. Go look at the pictures. Remember who was on the scene hyping it up. That's right. That's right. All right. Back to this Dover thing. And I got a big story I want to talk about after this, too. And, I'm going to get into the Joe Paterno thing a little bit after this. You guys know you know, this is hardcore issues all the time here. We don't ever talk sports, and we're not going to talk any part of sports about it. We're just talking about the child molestation thing going on in the situation because it far transcends sports. It's a huge issue that we need to talk about, especially being from where I'm from. And we saw the whole thing with the Archdiocese around here in Boston, and this, you know, this looks like almost like a repeat of that. You know what I mean? All right, back to this Dover thing for a minute, guys. You know, there's a woman that's a widow. She lost her husband in 2006, and she found out about this, okay? I'm not sure how she found out yet, but let me tell you this, okay? She was, as many soldiers' widows are, she was having a very difficult time, right? You know, many of them have babies. Now they're single mothers. They have to live on their own. They lost their loved one. Many of them kind of knew it. They had a really bad feeling when they left. They're all, I'm sure a lot of them will tell you that. And, you know, the worst thing is it's all over nothing, guys. We're not going to go down that whole road right now. We do it all the time. But you guys know all these wars are unjustified. Okay? These wars are unjustified. There's no reason for them. There's no reason for us to be in Libya. Okay? We killed a guy that was doing far more things for his nation than any leader would do for our nation. We've gone over that at great length. They went to Iraq under the premise that he had nuclear weapons when he didn't. And now while we're there, we're using DU weapons and basically radiating the place anyways. Makes a lot of sense, right? We know Afghanistan's bogus. We know Osama bin Laden didn't turn three buildings into dust with two airplanes. I mean, come on. You guys know that. And, you know, to be... I don't know how these widows feel. I'm assuming most of these widows, and I don't want to speak, you know... I shouldn't speak for people, but I'm just, you know, going on an assumption that seeing that their husbands are in the military, they probably don't know the information that we know. Because if they did, they would have never signed up. And if they never signed up, you know, the information that the husbands know that are going to the military is the information they're going to pass on to the widows. So they probably don't know about this stuff. They probably do think Osama bin Laden did that. You know, they do think Saddam had weapons of mass. Well, I don't know if people real. Some people even still believe that, but... You know, I've ran into a few, though. I've ran into a few that say, oh, no, they did. They just didn't put it on the news. And I'm like, yeah, if they really found those there, that'd be all over the news. Of course it would. Of course it would, man. That'd just help further their agenda. Of course it would. Anyways, this woman, Gary Lynn Smith, okay, she lost her husband in 2006. His body was processed at this Air Force base in Delaware. And she said, and I quote, "My only peace of mind is he was taken to Denver, and then he was handled with dignity, love, respect, honor. And then I was told he was thrown in the trash. I was appalled and disgusted." Think about that, guys. I'll be right back. Could you imagine being that woman? Huh? Could you imagine that? You know, that was her only peace of mind, guys, was knowing that, you know, he's passed now, but she felt comfort in the fact that his military brothers were, you know, going to give him a proper proper burial, a proper, I don't even know the terminology to use, you know, leading up to the burial, handling of his body, you know, the whole ceremony, the whole process of it. You know, she thought it would be this, you know, pristine. Look what you see when you see it on TV or whatever, right? I've even seen a movie that was all about, this is what the whole movie was about. About them keeping their clothes, you know, ironed and not having any wrinkles in it. And it was the person that made the clothes or something. I forget what it was. It wasn't even that bad of a movie, though. You know, they act like it has to be perfect, you know, perfect. And then behind closed doors, they're sawing off arms, stuffing people in caskets, losing body parts. I'm telling you, man, they're not just losing body parts. They're doing something with them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look for a fake bomb attack, like I'm saying, on a bus or a city bus or a school bus or, you know, inside a subway station or something like that coming soon. And this time, you'll see body parts. But there'll be body parts that have been on ice. Could you imagine they use our soldiers like that? Could you imagine that, guys? You know, that really disgusts me. I'm really disturbed by a lot of this stuff, you know. I'm not in the military, obviously. I've never have been. I don't have any really close friends that have been. But, you know, I really feel for those guys. I do, man. You know, there's a lot of people out there that when you try and tell them things, they'll act, you know the thing they say, guys, they act like you're anti-American and, you know, because you don't want to go to war and all this. And that's not being anti-American, and that's not being anti-soldier. That's being pro-soldier and pro-American. You know, as an American, you're supposed to ask questions. If you just go along with tyranny and, you know, all this chaos and, you know, these evil dictatorship, which is basically what it's turning into, if you just go along with all this stuff and turn the other cheek and don't say nothing, does that make you a good person? It kind of makes you a bad person. You can't, at some point, you have to help stick up for everybody with the rest of us. You got to pull your own weight around here, all right? Everybody needs to pull their weight a little bit. It can't just be a few people at the top pulling the chain the whole time. There's got to be people all the way along the way pulling it. You know what I mean? And everybody pulls it a little bit, and we all help out, and we can pull that veil off of everybody's eyes. Because right now, people are just absolutely, you know, blinded by you know, it's, people have become so dependent on the TV and the computer and the cell phone and all the other electronics, that when they take control of those things and they can just flash what they want in front of you all day long, it's so easy to program your brain. It's not even a challenge for them. You know that? It's a joke. If you watch like 3 or 4 hours of TV a day, right? They're laughing at you right now because they can just program the shit out of you. Excuse me. It's a dangerous tool. It is. We're not going to go down that whole road right now either. Let's stick to the point here. The thing with these body parts, the thing with them, you know, putting these people in the landfill, it just goes to show you the lack of respect that they have for their soldiers. And we've gone over this a lot of times, and this is why you guys need to tell people this. When people try and say, oh, you know, I've heard that show, that person's, you know, that person's, what do they call it? Domestic extremists. Those are the real brainwashed people, the people that talk like that. You know that, right? The people that just take whatever the government propaganda is and just fly with it, just run with it, just recite what they see on the news. Those are the dangerous people. Because those people think they know a lot, and those people really know very, very, very little. We got to educate those people, though. We're not here to just insult them. No, we don't want to insult people. We got to tell these people what the hell's going on, you know? Even if they're not ready to look at big things like 9/11 and Katrina and all this other stuff we talk about. Just get people, I think a good way to start with people, guys, when you're trying to just get them to kind of snap out of the mainstream transfer, break out of that first mental box, is just show them actual examples of the news lying to them and staging news, no matter what the subject is. I know I have a lot of videos that prove that. You know, right off the top of my head, I could go in a folder on my YouTube and grab a bunch of them. You guys should start trying to collect some of those. I think those are good because there's no theory injected. They don't have to think too much. They can see with their own eyes, and if you can show them, look at this, see? This is a manipulated scene. Or, look, this person's lying. Look at this. You know what I mean? People are, it's like a soundbite nation now. People have the attention span of like, you know, 15 minutes. That's it. You know what I mean? 15 minutes. Why do you think YouTube videos are made to be 15 minutes? Because they know. You go anything over that, you lose people. You know, show people examples of the news. I like that one. There's a Fox News clip that I have. It's from last year. If you YouTube, Fox takes a beating. That's a good one. That's a really good clip. What that clip is, I'm going to describe it real quick. And this is good for everybody because it doesn't have any party agenda behind it. You don't have to believe either side of 9/11 or anything like that. It's just clear cut. These people are lying to you. Okay? They're lying to you, the American public. And they're lying to you to manipulate your opinion and make you not, to make you dislike a certain group of people. And I'll show you what I mean. Anybody out there that's in front of the computer right now, if you want, I'll give you a second. Go to YouTube and go to Fox Takes a Beating, okay? Now, when it comes up, you should see, I think it's the RT newsroom you're going to see, Russia Today, and the woman will be standing there, and there'll be a monitor behind her showing a scene from Fox News. Okay? Now, what it is this guy, Mike Tobin. Do you guys remember about, I want to say about 7-8 months ago, they had all those protests in Wisconsin. All the workers, like I think it was like the union workers, were all gathered on the state house. They were all camping it out. But they were all peaceful, okay? There was no chaos going on. Anyways, the Fox News reporter goes down there, okay? This is a good one. You know, he's in the crowd of people. It's like a sea of people down there. And he's trying to hype it up like it's chaos down there. And it's really not. These people are just acting normal. They're just trying to make a point, right? So this guy's like, oh, this person just assaulted me, yada, 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 yada. And you didn't see anybody assault him, right? So he doesn't think anybody else caught the video, all right? Well, somebody must have had a little camera off to his side. And another video came out after the incident from the other angle. And the guy that he said assaulted him, right? He did make contact with him. But it was like, it was absolutely not an assault. And I think it was just accidental, like, because there's a crowd of people there. And he, like, brushed up against him. And this guy's like, he assaulted me. He assaulted me. It gets better, though, guys. I know you just say, you know, yeah, we figure they hype stuff up like that. It gets better than this, though. So he says all this. And this is because he's trying to make the Wisconsin protest look like they're really rowdy. And these people are really out of control. Now, like I told you guys, by giving you selective information on the news, they sway your opinion greatly. Now, look, this is what I mean. If this guy is down at these Wisconsin protests, right, and people are assaulting him, and all this other chaos is going on, well, then people are going to say, oh, these union workers down there are out of line or whatever, yada, yada, yada. People are not going to back them. I would look deeper than that. A lot of people won't, though. A lot of people will only look as deep as what they see on the TV, and that's so dangerous because what you see on the TV is bogus. Now listen to this, right? So he's already hyping it up. Like, there's all this, you know, all this nonsense going on that isn't going on, okay? And then he's like, yeah, we're going to go, you know, we're going to show you some video from outside, you know? So they show all these people outside, right? And now these people are going nuts, okay? This guy's running up to people. They're screaming right in people's faces, like getting right up in people's grills. You know what I mean? And then there's like, this is good, right? So the shot pans out a little bit, right? Just follow me. Yeah? You start to see a lot of people. Now they're acting real rowdy, almost to the point where some people might be throwing punches. But you don't see that. But it's getting to that point. And if you look off in the distance as the shot pans out, if you look down the street, off in the distance, right, guess what you see? You see that the street is lined with palm trees. This is supposed to be the Wisconsin protests. You see where I'm going here, guys? They told you this was their agenda at Fox that day was to make everybody in America think that these people in Wisconsin are out of line, that their protesting is absolutely, you know, over the top, and either we don't want you to back them is their agenda, which, you know, like I said, there's always 5, 6, 7 agendas with every plan, okay? So agenda one, and this doesn't mean it's higher than agenda two, it's just agenda A, okay? Agenda A is they don't want you to back these people. They want you to be, your opinion to be, these people are out of line, you know? Agenda B, if the police do come in and start, you know, assaulting people and the whole deal like they like to do now, you'll almost think it's justified because you've seen all these people assaulting people out in the street and all this craziness. Now, if the police just went there and you never saw that fake video and they assaulted these people and all they're doing is trying to protest for, I don't even remember what it was for. Was it for better wages, better hours, better benefits? I don't know, okay? I wasn't really paying that much attention to that story at the time. I was really, like, knee-deep in 9/11 and other stuff. It's going to make you think that these people are way out of line, you know, because you're going to see, all you're going to see is them, like, rioting in the street, you know? So when the police beat down on them, you're not going to give a hoot because you're going to think that it had to be done because those people were crazy. But they weren't. They were just peaceful people. And Fox just staged the news. There's other times, guys, they've actually blackened people's eyes, made their noses bigger to make them uglier. Like, just like little kid stuff, guys. little kid stuff. And one of my favorite ones, this is, you know, we'll go along today, guys. We'll do a couple hours because I got a few things we need to really talk about. You know, one of the biggest examples of it is they did a piece on there were a few reporters, and they did a piece on you know, Monsanto milk, and the fact that the milk had, they were adding illegal hormones into the milk. And, you know, it causes cancer. It causes girls to go into puberty at, like, 9 years old. You know, all types of stuff. And these two reporters at Fox tried to do a story on it, okay? They wrote a story, and they wanted to tell everybody about the growth hormone. It's called HGBH. You guys probably heard of it, okay? It used to be in a lot of milk, and it's been taken out in a lot of places. Well, they were told it was taken out there, but it wasn't really taken out yet. Now, these Fox reporters wanted to tell everybody about this, okay? And they went and they wrote a story about it. And, you know, Fox approached them and tried to buy them off. They tried to buy them off 2 years of their salary, okay, paid, like cash. So if they made 50 grand a year, they were each going to get 100 grand, okay? And, you know, they said no. Of course they did. You know, they said no. They had some morals. They wanted to go forward with the story. So then what happened is Fox made them rewrite the story in front of their lawyers 84 times, guys. 84 times. That's just ridiculous. What they made them do, now listen to this. You think you're going to turn on the TV and you're going to find out factual information that you need to know. Well, this is something you really needed to know. It started in Florida. It was, you know, it was spreading out all over everywhere. And they made them take out any mention of cancer, any mention that talked bad about Monsanto. For those of you that know Monsanto, yes, the same Monsanto that makes the genetically modified food, that same company from straight from hell, okay? Because that's what they are. They're the same people that brought you Agent Orange, okay? Same people. They're devils. They're devils over there. They want to run the world. They want to control the world's food supply. I think they have bad intentions on top of that. I think they do want to starve certain nations. You know, we've done whole shows on genetically modified food. And, you know, I can't, you know, just sum it all up real quick for you. But basically the food that they're making, the seeds come out sterile now, okay? And they have a patent on the food. And once you stop planting that food so long, the soil and everything else is ruined. So all they really have to do is pull the plug on a nation after they get them switched over to GMOs. And they could literally starve a whole nation. Just pull the plug for a few months on the food, and they're really going to be screwed. And then, you know, secure their borders so people can't bring food in. And you know they'll do stuff like that. They'll make it look like they're over there with a humanitarian effort. And, you know, they'll really be securing the borders and not letting any food or water get across. That's what they'll really be doing. You know, something I thought's kind of funny that I want to talk about real quick. And after that, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Joe Paterno situation. This thing in San Diego, this Occupy thing, right? You know, it's all over the world. But particularly in San Diego, they had a group of people that they arrested, okay? This is just the other day. They arrested like 51 people. I think this is funny because we're, you know, every time we touch on this stupid controlled Occupy thing, right? Every time we touch on it, it's, you know, it's depressing news usually. Or it's stage news. You know, they're faking, like, you know, all this crap's going on that isn't going on. And this is good. They held these people for 8 hours. Now, this is after they arrested them, but before they, like, booked them. So they just, like, held them. I don't know if it was in the back of a paddy wagon, the back of a cruiser, in a room somewhere. But they didn't let any of these people have access to a bathroom. So, oh, you know what? It was in the cruiser. So after a while of being locked in the back of the cruiser, I don't know how many hours went by before, you know, these people started peeing themselves. So now San Diego's got to, like, recondition all these police cars because they stink like urine. All these people started peeing in their pants in the police cars. Isn't that just disgusting? I think it's kind of funny, though, too. You know, when I first heard that story, I thought it was a friggin' riot. That's what they get. You know what I mean? They probably thought they were cool. You know, they got a badge. We're going to, you know, we're the boss. You're going to sit here all day long and, you know, you're not going to be able to go to the bathroom. So they just all started peeing in their pants. I wonder who, like, who's the first one that sets that off? All right, guys, you ready? If I do it, you swear to God you're going to do it? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to do it. Oh, man, you did it. Oh, that's just awful, guys. And, you know, not to be gross and not to talk about potty humor, but, you know, one woman that was there, she defecated on herself, okay? Now, that is disgusting. Well, she must have been in the middle of two guys that would just kept peeing, and she's like, all right, you guys do it, I swear to God. You know, that's just, oh, my God. Imagine having to sit there for, like, hours next to those people. They urinating and going to the bathroom in them in their pants. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. Even if this story's made up just to make the protesters look bad, which it very well could be, and I know that. I'm not a fool. It's still funny. I'd like to see, like, a video spoof of it, you know what I mean? I would think that that would be a friggin' riot. I think it's still funny, you know? Oh, boy. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick three-minute break. And when we come back, I'm going to, you know, I got a lot of stuff I want to go over on the whole Penn State issue. Joe Paterno, the child molestation thing, Sandusky, whatever the heck his name is, that whole situation of those sickos down there. So stick with us, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, okay, guys? Thank you. Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Last American Radio Broadcast. You're listening to the Brian Stavely Show out there for any new listeners that we have. This is the Last American Radio Broadcast. We launched this radio station just about 3 weeks ago, guys. So you're not really jumping on board too late, really. All you need to do if you want to catch up a little bit is go to our archives. You can see right at the top of the page where it says archive, and that'll bring you to our entire audio archive, which is it's off-site. It's all pretty much organized. I only got like one episode out of order over there. I just wasn't able to move it. But besides that, I mean, you can just scroll down. You can see the date right in the description of every show. It'll tell you what show it is, who's on the show, and it'll tell you what the show is about. You know, we left a couple tag words for every show, so you can kind of see. You know, and there's always a little more than what the tag words say involved in the content of the show, obviously. You know what I mean? But like today, for example, it would say, you know, Dover Air Force Base, bodies in landfill, Penn State, San Diego occupy urine or something. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So you can find the shows that you want real easy. Sometimes I recommend, if you're going to start to try and catch up, just go in order. Because sometimes, you know, obviously we'll talk about stuff that we talked about in the previous show and stuff like that. Sometimes I like to do special shows where I'll do, like, you know, a show on vaccines, which actually ended up being a two-episode show back on the 2nd and the 3rd of this month. Or I'll do a 9/11 show, which ends up, a lot of shows end up being 9/11 shows towards the end. Or I'll do, you know, anything, any GMO food, fluoride, Katrina, we're going to do really soon, even though it's a while ago. We're going to do a BP oil spill episode, okay? You know, we'll bring a lot of you guys up to speed with some of this stuff. I know a lot of you guys came over from another network from where I did that show, the Kevin Smith Show. I've seen three or four of you guys come over. We have a lot of people that came over from Let's Roll Forums. We have some people that came over from Firetown. We have some people that came over from TheRealNewsOnline.com. You know, we're going to start really growing a lot more, I think. I could see us really, you know, expanding real soon. You know, I really like doing this show for you guys. I want you guys to catch up on all the information. So all you people that are new to this sort of stuff, go back and check out some of our archives when you have some time. The Hollow Towers interviews with Phil Jahan and Larry McWilliams. I mean, those things will really bring you up to speed on the new research. There's some great episodes in there by James Sloan. Of course, there's episodes by me, Brian Stavely. There's shows from Mike DeMann, Firetown Hour. He likes to talk about a lot of current events, sort of like I do. He likes to talk about social issues a lot. It's a really great show. You guys really, really, really need to check it out. And, you know, I do a regular show here in the afternoon. Michael does a show in the afternoon when work allows him to do it, when he's not too tied down. And, you know, other people just kind of, you know, pop in when they can. Everybody's busy. But tonight, we already know James Sloan is going to do a show. And that will be on 9/11. I'm not sure about exactly what aspect of 9/11 yet. We'll post something once we know. But at some point tonight, he's going to do a show. So we have a couple shows for you today, as it is. Where I wanted to go now, guys, I'm not going to keep talking about that San Diego thing. It's disgusting. we're going to talk about this Penn State issue. I am really... You know what really pissed me off? Okay, this is what really... Obviously, the kids being molested is what pisses you off the most. But I'm talking about the reaction from people. The thing that pissed me off the most about the reaction from people... Okay, I'm watching TV the other night, right? I couldn't sleep. So I went and grabbed the TV out of my living room, brought it in my bedroom, and I actually put on SportsCenter for the first time in a while. And... You know, they were talking all about the Joe Paterno thing, obviously. They should be. They show Penn State. And all these idiots out there, all right? I want to talk to all of the Penn... Not everybody at Penn State, but all the idiots that were rioting out there. What is the matter with you guys? You guys are morons. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing? You're rioting because this guy got fired as being a football coach instead of being able to retire after a few more games. You're going to riot over that? Why don't you go to the kids' houses that got molested by Sandusky, all right? Why don't you go to their houses and tell them and tell their fathers right in the face how pissed off you are that Joe Paterno got fired and he's not the football coach anymore at Penn State? Go tell them how that's what's important to you. And it doesn't matter that these kids' lives are messed up forever. Do you realize what Joe Paterno did? Joe Paterno, okay, and I'm not saying he's the most guilty one here out of the bunch because he's not. But being the face of Penn State like he is, like any Division I head football coach is, they're usually the face of their university. They're almost like a god on campus, right? Now, this guy has been there for 43, is it 43? I think it's actually 46. He's been there for 40-something years. You know how old he looks. I mean, he's 84. He's been there for 40-something years, okay? This guy is, like, untouchable on the campus. So when these things happen on his clock, right, Sandusky comes in, they catch him. He's doing his whatever he's doing with the kids in the shower room, okay? And they... You know, they report it to the AD or whatever, but they don't report it to the police. And then, not only does Paterno not report it to the police, he lets this guy continue. This guy continues to come back, bring kids into the shower, molest kids, all on Paterno's watch, okay? Now, look at it this way. If you're this other guy, Sandusky, whatever the hell his name is, right? Yeah, I'm not trying to say you're that guy. I mean, nobody wants to be that guy. But let's just say you're that guy. And Paterno, the first time, he reports it to the AD. But then after that, he doesn't report it to the police. Nothing happens. He lets you come in and out of there. And you guys are still buddy-buddy. You're going to start to think that your behavior is acceptable. Absolutely. Well, Joe Paterno, he has a responsibility. Yeah, if you're going to be Joe Paterno, king of Penn State, then you're going to have to, you're going to be king, S-H-I-T, right? But you have to have some responsibility comes with that. If people think you approve of something like that, they think that's the school's opinion. I heard some guy call the talk radio show, a sports radio show. This guy was so ignorant. And this guy actually said at the end of the call, well, that 12-year-old's pretty stupid for having sex with a 50-year-old guy. Can you imagine that? I mean, I wanted to find out where this guy lived and go beat his face in. I mean, seriously. Could you imagine saying that? He tried saying none of the blame is on the university. It's not a university issue. That's what he tried saying because of these individuals. Hold on here. Not a university issue. It happened in the university locker room. I think right there, by default, that just makes it a university issue right there when it happened on their property. And it happened under the eye of their god, their deity, Joe Paterno. And you know the other part of this that nobody's touching on, guys? Okay? Nobody's touching on this part. This guy is an egomaniac. Okay? He is an egomaniac. And, you know, if you guys don't remember, back in about 2003, and I do remember this, and I hate college sports. I do. I do not watch them. I never followed them. Before I got into all these real-time events and everything, I was a huge sports fan, but pro sports, not college sports. I would know tons of pro stuff, but not college. In about 2003, you know, they weren't doing that good. This guy's, you know, like 80 years old already almost. And they wanted to get rid of him, so they told him he needed to step down. He said no. He said no, and he kept coaching. He refused to be fired. He said no. You're not going to fire me. I'm Joe Paterno. Okay? Now, where am I going with this? Joe Paterno, as you know, right, he's been sitting on this information. He's been sitting on it for a while. He's known about it. It's been going on for a while. How long? I don't know. But this guy that's doing this has had this program since the 70s. Okay? He's had this program with the kids since the 70s. Has it been going on since the 70s? I don't know. But if I had to make a bet right now, just like, you know, a $50 bet, say, I'd say, yeah, it's been going on since the 70s. Wouldn't you? Now, how long has Paterno known? Has he known since the 70s? Well, I'd probably say yeah, but let's just say he did it, even if he only knew since the 80s or the 90s. It doesn't make any difference, right? It doesn't make a difference at all. And how does Joe Paterno look? You know, this guy was promising these kids they were going to be at Penn State and be a player. He was buying them sneakers, food, clothes, all this nonsense, right? And then what, Joe Paterno would give him the old smile on the way out the door after they just got raped and like, oh, you know, make him feel okay. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. And, you know, we were talking about him being an egomaniac. And the reason I brought this up, because I have a point that nobody's really touching on. Joe Paterno just broke the all-time win record for any college football coach. He has the most wins now all time. I think he's got it by like, you know, 4, 5, 6 wins now. So I'm thinking he must have broke it earlier this season. Is that why he sat on this information? Huh? Is that why Joe Paterno sat on this information? Or one of the reasons why? Because he didn't want to ruin his legacy and be able to not break that record and be the all-time winningest coach in football history? Is that why? Huh, Joe? Was your record too much for you? That it didn't mean, you know, the boys' lives don't mean enough? Just let him keep getting raped? Was it about the record? You know, no matter what it was about, you're a piece of dirt. Now, do you guys see it a little different than what some Penn State fans might have you believe? Yeah, Joe Paterno didn't rape these kids. I know that. Sandusky did. Okay? The university made a partially a good move the other night. And I say partially because they came out there. Joe Paterno tried to act like he was just going to retire at the end of the season to leave on his own terms. They came out there, put their foot down, fired him, fired the president, fired the AD. I think they fired the AD, right? But they left this other guy, the guy that originally witnessed it, and he didn't go to the police either. But they let him stay on the staff. Now, in my opinion, this guy is guilty as well. He didn't go to the police. But the same thing. He went to Joe Paterno. Joe Paterno being God on campus. These guys think they go to Joe Paterno. That's like going, you know, to the authorities almost. He's going to take care of it. And he didn't. He let it continue. And the guy, I forget his name. His last name begins with an M. Coach something. M something. He's going to be allowed to stay. Now, I think this is a very, very, very bad idea. They were on the right track and getting rid of everybody right away. Boom. Because you know what happens, guys? If you go to another stadium and those guys are there on the sideline, whether it be Paterno, whether it be Sandusky, whether it be the athletic director up in the box, there's going to be a lot of shenanigans going on. These guys might get attacked. They might get beer bottles thrown at them. You're going to not only put them in danger, you're going to put your players in danger. Okay? If you just clean house, you get rid of all these guys. I think the college football fans in the other stadiums, I mean, obviously they're going to heckle you. But I don't think they're going to assault the other players. And, you know, they know it's not the players' fault. They have nothing to do with it at all. I mean, the players on the football team have nothing to do with this. But that's why I don't know why they're letting one guy remain. I feel that, you know, he's going to bring a lot of heat to that team wherever they go. Wherever they go, he's going to bring a lot of heat to them. You know, they're already going to have heat, but I don't think he should be there. I think he needs to go as well. And just, you know, on principle, I think he needs to go for what happened. You guys got to get – they got a big mess over there. Their school is in serious trouble. And you know what? It should be. And who cares? Because you got to care about the kids. You know, these knuckleheads that call these radio shows, not this radio show, but the knucklehead I heard on the sports radio show that called in, trying to blame it on the kid. You see what I mean? How some people just don't get it, and they're just so stupid and disconnected. How can you be that disconnected to think that that's a kid's fault? Seriously. How can you be that disconnected? I hope there's some serious jail time in there for this guy, Sandusky. As far as Paterno, I don't know what I want to happen to him. What do you guys want to happen to him? Nothing? It can't be nothing, guys. Don't tell me that. Something's got to happen. For people to feel bad for Joe Paterno, this guy's been making multi-million dollar contracts for years and years and years. He's probably got hundreds of millions of dollars. If not, he's probably got close to $100 million. I mean, he's got a lot of money. These big football coaches, some of them get paid more than NFL coaches, guys. You know, he could be getting anywhere between $5 and $10 million. Who knows? Who knows how much he's getting? Well, I'm sure some people do know. I'm sure it's actually out there. But I just don't know because I don't follow college sports. But, you know, for people to feel bad for this guy. Now, that's why, you know, these rioters, guys, these rioters at Penn State flipping over cars because Joe Paterno got fired. You see what I'm getting at? This is why I got so mad. You should be flipping over stuff because the people at your school are a disgrace and you want them gone. Not because he got fired. They've actually flipped over a news truck with, like, expensive camera equipment attached to it, it looked like. Like, you know, one of those poles that comes up out of the news trucks and goes, like, 20 feet up in the air. They flipped one of those over, smashed out a bunch of windows on another car. And these were really the college students. These weren't agent provocateurs like, you know, some of the other events we see. These were drunk college students acting like idiots. All because Joe Paterno got fired. They wanted Joe Paterno to have one more game at home. For what? For what? So you guys can honor Joe Paterno after all this? Is that what the university really wants to see? While all this is going on? To see Joe Paterno celebrated at their last home game and having people carry him out off the field like he's some friggin' hero? Nah, he's gotta go, dude. He's out. See you later, Joey. Joey Pa. Should have been gone a long time ago. I can't believe he is allowed to stay after they tried to fire him. I mean, that's just absurd, right? Guys, we're going to come back in 3 minutes with more of this. Please stick with us. We'll be right back on the Last American Radio broadcast. Okay, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us during the brief break. Okay, we were talking about the Joe Paterno thing. And, you know, basically, you know, kind of trying to wrap it up a little bit. You know, do you think this guy really sat on it? Do you think he sat on it to preserve his record? To make sure that he would break the all-time win record and not be fired before then or have to step down? I think he might have put more kids at jeopardy just to break a record. I mean, I'm sure that wasn't the only reason. I just think it's all about his ego. That's why he didn't come forward. He knew that, you know, the buck would stop with him. He knew that if these people reported it to him, that's probably as far as they would go because they would expect him to handle the situation. And he didn't. He handled it his own way by preserving his image, or trying to, when it only got blown up in the end. By staying behind the helm and getting that record, which he barely got. I mean, he just made it this season. So I think he should be stripped. I think they should strip some wins away. And he should be one short of that other guy. I really do. I really think they should. You know, when we got off the air the other day, we were talking about this whole FEMA power down thing. You know, where they're going to shut everything down for 30 seconds, you know, all communications. I thought they were shutting the internet down, too. I thought this was part of it. And my internet didn't go out. No, I don't know if somehow, because it was only 30 seconds, I didn't notice. But I should have noticed because I was broadcasting a show. You know what I mean? I didn't notice us losing connection at all. It didn't seem to drop. Did you guys lose internet during that? Or was it just the TV and the radio and stuff and the phones? You know, that thing, I don't know. It was like nothing happened, right? It was almost like nothing happened. What do you guys think it was for? I think, you know, for those of you that don't know, just briefly, real quick, they've been building up another internet structure, infrastructure for about the last 10 years. Sun Microsystems, Microsoft, IBM, some other companies been in on it. And you're going to need a government ID to log in, which means everything you do on the internet is going to be tracked back to you. You won't be able to say anything anonymously. It'll be the end of free speech, pretty much. I think that this whole, you know, shutdown thing was to get that, you know, ready to be launched and ultimately to put a kill switch in all systems so they could simultaneously be killed at once easily. Now, if that's what they are doing, that's when you got to be worried a little bit. Like, why would they do that? You know, what emergency would you need to shut down all communications for anyways? Like, why are they even testing that? Why is that even a test? Why would you want to shut down all the communications in any emergency? You would figure that would be the last thing you'd want to do, right? What benefit do you get out of shutting them down? Now, maybe you could say, okay, to see how quick they could start them back up in case they got shut down by accident or something. Well, maybe that would be, but they didn't say that, okay? They didn't think of that, so that's not their intention, obviously. I just thought it was going to be everything. I thought I wouldn't be able to get online everything, but I still could. The other thing I wanted to talk about today, you know, it's regarding the whole paternal thing still. What do you guys think about the whole, you know, the whole legal system, the way it's set up for these diddlers? You know, no matter what happens to this guy Sandusky, it's not going to be enough, right? It's not going to be enough. This guy will probably do 2-3 years in jail, 5 at the most, and he'll be out. How is that a proper punishment? You know, one of my best friends is doing 11 years on a couple drug charges. And he's not a bad guy. 11 years. And these diddlers get out after like 2. They have sex with little children and ruin their lives forever. And they get out at like 2 years. They get out. How is that justice? Huh? It's almost like that behavior is encouraged. They're almost encouraging it. Because by the time these people get caught, they've already had so many victims. And then they only go away for 2 years. They're almost thinking it's worth it to them. Think about it. 2 years? They could run around and do this for years and years and years. Then they finally get caught. They get out in 2 years? How is that justice? You know, this country is more of a police state than anywhere. You've heard us talk about that. That's true, though. We have way more prisoners than anybody else. We have 25% of the world's prison population, guys. 25%. And we don't even have 5% of the globe's population. 25% of the prisoners in the world are in the United States. You tell me how it's a free country. Huh? That's all a facade. It's all a mirage. It really is. It's been cleverly pulled off for years and years and years. As long as we're their economic slaves to them, and we have a currency that's worth nothing, As long as everybody, you know, still buys into what they see on the television and the newspapers, I mean, we don't have a chance of being free. They control everything. They control our money. They control our opinion. They always talk about all these other countries. Back in the day, it used to be China, right? Oh, in China, it's like this. Oh, what is this, China? That's us, though. Okay? People don't want to fly here. And you know why. It's not because they're scared of a terrorist attack. It's because they're scared of the TSA molesting them. Here we go again. You see what I'm saying about this molestation almost being condoned? And then look what TSA does to you. Makes you really wonder. Makes you really, really wonder. Well, guys, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. We'll probably have Mike Doobie coming up in a little bit. We're going to have James Sloan on tonight, Friday night. November 11th. And just check out our archives, guys. Please. Check out our archives. Catch up on some of the old shows. There's a lot of good information there. I'm not just trying to toot our own horn here. I think you guys will really, really like it. You could sit there all day at the computer and listen to these episodes, and you get a lot of good stuff out of it. One other thing I wanted to touch on for the new listeners. Just in case you didn't notice, guys, we have a thing up top called Our Blogs. Now, while you're watching the shows, if you go in that blog section, you can actually follow along with a lot of the shows. You know, with the nature of the investigations that we do and stuff, a lot of the stuff that we do requires showing a lot of pictures and videos and stuff like that. So when I would need to show you guys something and I'm talking about it during a show, that's where you'll find it. It's all labeled. Later today, I'll there's not really much for me to put up today that you guys can't find on your own. I mean, we talked about Penn State and the San Diego Occupy thing. But when I have, like, pictures and videos and stuff that I need to show you guys, sometimes I'll put links to. They'll be right there. So it's a good thing to have open while you listen to the show. If you have a Droid, we have a Droid app. You can download it right off the screen here to your phone. We also have an iPhone app, but it's not here yet. We're still waiting for it. They're just taking a long time with it. But I do know, even if you don't have either one of those phones, if you just go to the web browser on your phone, it usually works pretty good. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say it works for every phone, but for most phones, it will work. You will be able to play the stream without any special flash player or anything. So that's pretty good. You know, I think that's about it. I think that's about it, guys. Thanks for tuning in again. This has been the Brian Stavely Show. You're listening to the Last American Radio Broadcast. I'm Brian Stavely. And, you know, once again, guys, you know, I just want to say a big thank you to you guys. Thank you for taking the time to come over here. We know you have a lot of choices out there. There's a lot of things you can listen to. But I think you'll come to realize that this is where the real content's at. We're the ones, we don't have any agenda here. You know, we don't hide anything. We don't have any advertisers swaying our opinion, anything like that. It's just all real information. Anytime you guys want to call in during one of the shows. We'll get you right on. Jot down our number real quick, at least so you have it for next time. It's 815-680-5700. Yeah, good job by me giving out the number at the end of the show. But it's up there on the site. You guys see it. You can click the Skype thing. You can click the number. You can dial the number. Whatever you want. You know what I mean? However you want to get in touch with us, we'll put you right on. We don't screen any calls, obviously. You can talk about whatever you want. You can take the show in a different direction if you want. If there's information that I'm not covering, let me know. You know what I mean? Let me know. And that way, you know, the next show I come on, if I deem it important enough, we can talk about it. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't have time to see every story that goes on in the world, you know? Obviously. We miss things. Throw some ideas up at us. We have a comment wall, too, guys. We have a comment wall, you know, on the website. If you throw ideas in there, you know, that could help us. There might be some stuff that we need to look at or whatever. But thanks again, guys. Anybody that's listening that's not on the site, it's thelastamerican.org. Thelastamerican.org. That's our site. You can pick up the stream right there. You can pick up our archives. I should also tell you new people that our archives also has a video archive. And that is going to be the official 9/11 archive of us. I mean, it's going to have thousands and thousands of videos in there, guys. I mean, there's tons in there. Look through there. Look at the massive amounts of 9/11 videos that are collected up in there. And you can get that at your fingertips on the application for the phone or on the web browser for the phone. I mean, you can get that at your fingertips. You can play all the files right out of there. It's perfect. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks again, and have a good night.
Thank you for making all that noise tonight. We really appreciate it. You're far too kind. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. One last time. Connect on the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the expect? Yep, grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open in here with no pen? Just draw up inspiration. So you gonna see you can't replace him. Cheap imitation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn Bulls. Chase status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. So I can take one for the team. I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. Record sales, sold out concerts.